Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Regrettable Charade by Laura Beers, narrated by Jennifer Smith. Chapter 1. England, 1813. Harrod Woodville, Marquess of Kendal, had a no-good, terrible louse of a brother. William had managed to squander through his own inheritance, and now he was spending money that he didn't even have. He held up the bills from the establishments that were demanding to be paid. It was not surprising that they were all from disreputable places, such as brothels and gambling halls. The sum totaled nearly £5,000. If he didn't act quickly, his brother would empty out the coffers, and he would be left with a bankrupt estate. Why had he promised his father that he would always look after William? It was a promise that still haunted him to this day. He was nothing like his brother. He valued duty above all else, and William only cared about himself. They couldn't keep going on as they had. His brother would ruin him, alongside his tattered reputation.
"Mitchell!"
Harrod shouted as he sat behind his desk. Perhaps the butler could provide him with some insight into where his brother was at this early hour. The white-haired, narrow-shouldered butler stepped into the study.
"What can I do for you, my lord?"
Harrod dropped the receipts onto the desk and asked,
"Do you know if Lord William has returned home?"
"Yes, he only just arrived and headed straight to the dining room for some breakfast,"
Mitchell informed him. He welcomed this news, since he had spent the last few days trying to track down his brother, but to no avail. With any luck, William would be in the right frame of mind to have a frank conversation. He was never quite sure what state his brother would be in when he returned home. Rising, Harrod said,
"Thank you. I think some breakfast will do me some good as well."
He came around his desk.
"I intend to go riding after breakfast. Will you see to my horse being prepared?"
Mitchell tipped his head.
"Yes, my lord," he responded before he left to do his bidding.
Harrod exited his study and headed towards the dining room on the main level. He had no doubt this conversation would be difficult, but it had to be done. His brother couldn't keep going on as he had been. Quite frankly, neither could he. He had more important things to see to than chasing after William. As he stepped into the dining room, he saw William was seated in a chair, but his head was face down on the table. A slight snore escaped his lips as the plate full of food went untouched next to him.
Harrod sighed.
His brother couldn't possibly be happy with his life, he thought. Drinking, cavorting with women, and gambling were acceptable pastimes for a gentleman for a period. But then at some point, they were forced to grow up and take on some form of responsibility. Clearly his brother had not reached that point yet. Coming to a stop next to his brother, Harrod placed a hand on William's shoulder and slightly shook him.
"William, wake up,"
he urged.
His brother grunted. "Leave me be. We need to talk,"
Harrod stated as he let his hand drop.
"Can't it wait until later?"
William asked, not bothering to open his eyes.
"No, it can't,"
Harrod said firmly. It seemed to take a considerable amount of effort on his brother's part, but William eventually sat up and opened one eye.
"Why is it so bright in here?"
he demanded. A footman moved to close the drapes, but Harrod put his hand up to stop him.
Leave them open, he ordered. It is hardly bright in here.
Why are you insisting on being difficult? William asked, with a slight slurring of his words.
Me? Difficult?
Harrod clenched his jaw at that ridiculous question. Did his brother not know how truly infuriating he was?
I have been looking for you for the past few days, but no one seemed to know where you were.
William seemed amused by the smirk that appeared on his face.
That is because you do not frequent the places that I do. In fact, they wouldn't even let you in looking like that.
Harrod glanced down at his finely fitted clothes.
What is wrong with how I dress?
He asked. His tailor made sure he was dressed in the height of fashion. Not that he cared about such trivial things.
You are no fun, brother, William replied. You need to relax and start living life how it is meant to be enjoyed. Like you do.
Precisely,
William said, as he turned his attention towards the food on his plate.
I am famished. I don't think I ate dinner last night.
Harrod was a smart enough man to know when his brother was attempting to dismiss him, but he had no intention of backing down.
I will not be dismissed, he stated. This has gone on for long enough, and I am putting you on an allowance.
William visibly tensed.
I beg your pardon?
He asked in a curt tone.
There should be no confusion since I spoke plainly enough. You wish to give me pin money, then?
William shoved back his chair and jumped up.
Will you give me enough to buy a nice hat or some ribbons?
Harrod wasn't the least bit deterred by his brother's sharp tone and proceeded with his next words.
It will be a generous allowance, given the circumstances. And pray tell, what are those circumstances? You have wasted your inheritance on your mistresses and gambling, he explained. Now you are wasting my money, and I will not condone your behaviour.
William's brows shot up.
How dare you? He shouted. You think you can stand there and judge me, but you know nothing about what I have been through.
Harrod wanted to laugh at the irony of his brother's statement, knowing William had no one else to blame for his actions but himself. William always tried to shift the blame to others. It had been this way since they were young. Taking a step closer to his brother, Harrod asked,
What exactly have you been through that isn't of your own making? You have made one poor decision after another, and now you are attempting to defend your actions to me.
William brought a hand up to his forehead and winced.
If I didn't have such a splitting headache right now, I would challenge you to a duel for what you just said.
A duel?
Harrod asked.
Do be serious. You can hardly stand up straight, much less hold a pistol. When will you accept that I will never be you? I will never be the perfect brother,
William spat out.
I am not asking you to be perfect, but I do think it is time that you find a way to produce an income. An income? Surely you are not serious,
William huffed.
Father was richer than Hades. Why should I have to work? That is beneath me.
Harrod didn't think he had ever met a more entitled person than his brother. But he had made that blasted promise to his father, and he intended to honour it.
I could use your help managing the country estate. I would pay you a fair wage.
William's jaw dropped, and he looked stupefied.
You wish for me to work for you?
he asked.
"What's next? Should I bring you your port in the evening, my lord?"
With a glance at the footman that was standing guard, Harrod said,
"You are being utterly ridiculous. If you take some time, you will realise that I am offering you a perfectly respectable form of employment."
"I don't want to think about it. The answer is no,"
William stated before he started to storm off. Harrod called out after him,
"If you don't take this opportunity, then I want you to move out of my townhouse."
William came to an abrupt stop.
"Your townhouse?"
He spun back around.
"No, this was our parents' townhouse. You have no right to kick me out of it."
"I have every right, and you know it,"
Harrod said, standing his ground. He had no intention of letting William use their parents' memory to try to win this argument. They weren't here, not anymore. And it was his job to continue on their legacy. William narrowed his eyes at him.
"You would do that to your own brother."
Harrod gave him a look that he only hoped conveyed compassion.
"I don't want to, but you can't keep going on as you have. If you do, you will bankrupt both of us,"
he said, attempting to reason with his brother.
"I can't stand by and let that happen."
William didn't look swayed by his explanation.
Why should he?
He was living the life that he wanted, without any of the consequences of his actions. His brother came and went when he wanted, giving little heed for anyone but himself. That ended now.
"I'm sorry, but this is how it will be now,"
Harrod continued.
"It is time that you step up and be the person that you were meant to be."
William put his hands out wide.
"There is nothing wrong with the way that I am living. You are just jealous of me. You always have been." "You are just spouting nonsense." "It all makes sense to me now," William declared. "You aren't happy in your boring, pathetic life, and you want to be more like me."
With a shake of his head, Harrod said,
"You could not be more wrong."
William's stomach grumbled, and he placed a hand to it.
"If you will excuse me, I think it would be best if I ate my breakfast in the privacy of my bedchamber."
He walked over to the table and retrieved the plate.
"I tire of your company." "You can tire of me all you want, but this changes nothing. Take the job or find a new place to live,"
Harrod ordered.
"What if I take a wife instead?"
William asked.
Harrod resisted the urge to laugh.
William could scarcely take care of himself. How could he take care of a wife as well?
William gave him a smug look. "Yes, I will find an heiress, and then I will be richer than you." "I wish you luck with that, I truly do. But what woman would want you, given your dishonourable reputation?"
Harrod asked as he attempted to keep the humour out of his voice. "What respectable young woman would want to marry a rakehell, who also happened to have not a penny to his name?"
"It only takes one,"
William said, flashing him a smile.
"So you intend to trick her, do you?"
William's smile dimmed.
"You think you are so clever, but women adore me. I will have no issue with convincing one to marry me."
Harrod was done with this ridiculous conversation. William had a better chance of having a dukedom conferred upon him by the Prince Regent than finding an heiress for a wife. Not unless he abducted her and eloped to Gretna Green. On that thought,
He would need to keep a close eye on his brother for the time being, just in case. William performed an exaggerated bow with the plate in his hand.
If your lordship is all right with it, I would like to go eat my food in my bedchamber,
he mocked.
Just think on what I said,
Harrod admonished. Without saying another word, William departed from the room with a huff. Harrod sat down at the head of the table. It was finally quiet, just the way that he preferred it. Lady Octavia Westlake was conflicted. Should she choose what she always went with, or should she be more adventurous? It was a tough decision, for sure. Her brother's hushed voice came from next to her.
You are holding up the line. Just pick one and be done with it,
Frederick chided. That is easier said than done, she replied as she perused the flavours of ice. What if I choose one that I do not like?
Then we can get you another.
Frederick was so pragmatic, but she didn't want to have to wait in the long line of Gunters again. She had waited long enough. It was time to make a decision.
Lemon ice, please, Octavia ordered.
She could practically hear Frederick roll his eyes at her choice.
You waited this long to order the same thing you always indulge in?
He asked.
It is safe, and I know that I like it, she defended. Did you decide on a flavour yet? Or did you use your time poorly to chastise me?
With a grin, Frederick addressed the worker.
The asparagus ice,
he ordered. As their treats were being prepared, they moved up the line to pay for them. It was a moment later when they both had a glass and spoon in their hands. They stepped outside and walked towards their curricle. Frederick assisted her onto the bench before he went around to the other side. Octavia took a bite of her lemon ice and enjoyed the cold sensation in her mouth. It was just as delicious as it always was. She was an adventurous type of person, but not when it came to Gunter's. She liked knowing precisely what she was going to get. Frederick shifted in his seat to face her.
Is it as good as you imagined it would be?
He teased.
It is delicious, just as I knew it would be.
She held her spoon up.
Can I try a bite of yours?
He shifted the glass in his hand, angling it further away from hers.
This one is mine. I can't have you eating all of it.
It is just one bite, brother, she said, as she tried to reach for the glass.
Frederick relented with a sigh.
Fine, but one small bite.
Octavia dipped her spoon into his glass and took a generous portion of his treat. After she ate it, she smiled.
That is delicious.
I do not think I have tried one flavour at Gunter's that I haven't liked,
Frederick shared as he took a sampling of her ice.
It is only fair that I have some of yours.
She sat back against the bench and realised that she was happy. It was nice having Frederick home after so many years of him being gone. He had been fighting in the war on the continent, and he returned home just at the right time to help save her from some bad men that were intent on killing her. Frederick gave her a curious look.
You are quiet. What are you up to?
He narrowed his eyes playfully.
Nothing, she replied. I was just thinking about how happy I am that you are home.
The humour left Frederick's face as he said,
I had little choice in the matter. It was my duty to return home.
Octavia was confused by his response. Did he not wish to be home? She opened her mouth to ask him, but he spoke first.
We should eat before our ices melt,
Frederick advised in a tone that in no way reflected the light tone he'd had in his voice only a few moments ago. She wondered what had just happened. They were having such a lovely time, but now Frederick seemed upset. Had she said something wrong? As she ate her treat, a tall, dark-haired gentleman approached the curricle. He stopped next to it and addressed Frederick.
"Good afternoon, Lord Chatsworth,"
he greeted with a slight bow. Frederick looked displeased by the intrusion.
"What do you want, Lord William?"
he asked in a dismissive tone.
"Nothing but the pleasure of an introduction to your lovely sister,"
Lord William replied.
"I do not think that is a good idea," Frederick said. "Run along."
So this was Lord William, Octavia thought. She had heard of Lord William's dishonourable reputation. In fact, everyone had. He was a rake hell of the highest order. No respectable young woman would be caught conversing with him alone. But no harm would come from an introduction. Lord William didn't appear cowed by her brother's lukewarm response.
"It is just an introduction, my lord,"
he pressed.
"I have no intention of ruining your sister."
That was evidently the wrong thing to say to Frederick. In a low growl, he said,
"I do not want you to even speak to my sister. Do I make myself clear?" "Shouldn't you let your sister decide that?"
Lord William asked. Octavia could see that her brother's conversation with Lord William was starting to draw some unwanted attention from the other patrons. The last thing she wanted to do was end up in the society page, especially if her name was associated with Lord William. Placing a hand on her brother's sleeve, she said, "Lord William is right. It is just an introduction." Frederick did not look pleased, but he did as she said.
"Lord William, this is my sister, Lady Octavia,"
he stated in a rushed tone. Lord William dropped into a low bow.
"It is a pleasure to meet you, my lady,"
he said. She acknowledged him with a tip of her head. "Will that be all, Lord William?" she asked. "I do agree with my brother, and think it is best if you move along." To her surprise, Lord William took a step closer to the curricle.
"Would it be acceptable if I called upon you later?"
Octavia could hear her brother take a deep breath, and she saw him clench his fists. It would be best if she quelled his anger before he did something foolish. "I do not think that is a good idea," she said. Lord William didn't look too disappointed or surprised by her response. He stepped back and smiled.
"Enjoy your treat, my lady."
While Lord William walked away from the curricle, Octavia could see that her brother was still upset. "It is all right. He is gone," she assured him.
"I do not want you to associate with that man," Frederick ordered.
"I won't disagree with you. I find him to be a despicable man, especially since he took the late Lord Rushcliffe's wife as a mistress." Her response seemed to appease Frederick.
"I have known Lord William for a long time, and he is not honourable. It is a shame that he is related to Lord Kendall."
"I am not acquainted with Lord Kendall."
"Lord Kendall is Lord William's older brother, and he is a fine man,"
Frederick shared.
"We studied at Oxford together."
Octavia looked down at her lemon ice and saw that it was mostly melted. "I blame Lord William for ruining this treat for me," she said, halfway joking.
"It is still edible,"
he encouraged. He brought the glass up to his lips and took a long sip. Feigning disappointment, she remarked, "That is very uncouth of you, brother."
"I have learned to make do ever since I was a soldier. Nothing can go to waste, especially an ice from Gunter's."
"Mother would be mortified at your actions," Octavia joked.
Frederick winked at her. "Mother is not here, and you are not going to tell her, are you?"
"No, but that does remind me. We need to purchase a bag of dry sweetmeats for Mother."
"I thought the doctor put her on a restrictive diet," Frederick questioned.
Octavia extended her glass to Frederick. "He did, but Mother enjoys a treat on occasion," she shared.
"How often does she indulge in a treat?"
With a dismissive wave of her hand, Octavia replied, "It is not important. She is dying, and she deserves to eat whatever she wants." Frederick grew solemn.
"I suppose you make a valid point."
She closed her eyes as she willed the tears away. Why had she brought up her mother on this outing? She couldn't cry here, not in front of all these people. It would be mortifying, and it could cause a scandal, which is precisely what she wished to avoid. Her brother reached for her hand and squeezed it.
"We will get Mother all the dry sweetmeats that she could possibly eat."
Octavia opened her eyes and met her brother's comforting gaze. "Thank you, Frederick. It is the one thing I can do for her. It makes me not feel so useless."
"I would be remiss if I did not tell you that Father would be furious if he found out what you are doing."
"Most likely, but I will take that risk." A server approached the curricle to collect their glasses.
"Would you care for anything else?" he asked.
Frederick handed the glasses to the server and replied,
"Yes, I would like a bag of your dry sweetmeats." "Right away, my lord," the server said, before he hurried off to fill the order.
Octavia smiled at her brother. "You are a good brother."
"Better than Roswell?"
A laugh escaped her lips at that unexpected remark. "You both are in contention for my favourite brother."
"I still cannot believe that Roswell is married and is on his wedding tour," Frederick said. "He did good by marrying Annette."
"I just adore Annette. She is one of my dearest friends." Octavia cocked her head. "Do you intend to marry soon?"
Frederick bristled. "Where is that question coming from?"
"I am just curious," she replied. "You are Father's heir and will one day take over as Marquess of Cuttingham."
"That is not a day that I am looking forward to. I want Father to live a long, fruitful life."
"I am not sure how much longer he will survive after Mother is gone," Octavia said. "She is his whole world. I have never met two people that have loved each other so fiercely." Frederick looked off into the distance before saying,
"It is a rare love indeed. I just don't see myself ever settling down."
Octavia nudged his arm with her elbow. "I have many friends that I could introduce you to."
He spoke over her. "No, thank you. If I do marry, it will be on my terms."
The way he said that caused her pause. What terms were those? But before she could ask him what he meant, the server approached with a small cloth bag.
"Here is your bag of dry sweetmeats," he said.
Frederick removed a coin from his waistcoat pocket and handed it to the server.
Thank you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?